Good afternoon.
It is.
Vibrational escrow. How is it accessed readily or quickly, or is it ever?
How can you jump right over there and live what's in it?
Well, yeah, sort of. Not that I believe that, I've been conditioned with the microwavable world and all that type of stuff, but you know what I'm talking about.
Well, the most important thing you've already done, and that is acknowledging that it exists. Knowing that it's there and knowing that it's the expanded version of you is the first really big part of this. Because once you know your vibrational escrow is there and that source is tending to it, then you begin hoping, if not knowing, that you can accomplish it. When what's in your vibrational escrow, when you know what's there and you know that you are worthy of it and you know that it will come to you in the best possible way, that's as good as it gets, because that way it just lights up and 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 lights up. When the idea of it, rather than torturing you, calls you, when it entices you, when you find yourself liking to think about it, when it's pleasing to think about it, when you're talking about what and why rather than how, where, when, who, then what happens is you begin turning more in the direction of it, and now you're having this pleasant ride on the river, even though you haven't reached the destination yet, you're still having this lovely ride on the river. And what you begin to notice is that the ride on the river never ends, that as soon as something manifests, you get a whole new set of contrasts which gives birth to yet more and more and more. So making peace with the unfinished business of it is really the critical piece here. Making peace with it not yet having manifested, and being in love with the idea that I have the idea of it. And then soothing that by saying, and source is already there, tending to it, being it, giving me clues. And I know about emotional clues. I know the thoughts that feel better and the thoughts that feel worse. Therefore, it is inevitable, it is undeniable that I will achieve this. When you want something and know you will achieve it, now the wanting of it is the breath of fresh air that you knew life would give you. When you made the decisions to come forth into this physical body, not one of you said, work it all out and get all the bugs worked out, and when it's all smooth, then I'll come forth and I'll just live in this peaceful environment of everything being the way I want it. Not one of you said that. Every one of you said, I'll come forth into the contrast, the blessed contrast that gives birth to my unique desires. And sure, my desire will shoot out there and my source will embrace it and I won't be up to speed with it, but then that's my work, you said. I have guidance within me that will show me how to turn in the direction of it. And in the moment that I turn in the direction of it, I'll feel the relief of it. I don't even have to get over there and manifest it. In the moment that I stop paddling upstream against it, you don't even have to turn and paddle downstream. Just let go of the oars. Mm. Just let go of the oars. The stream will turn you. And then the moment that the stream turns you, you'll feel relief. And now you're on your way. That's what this life is about for you, you see. And as you get turned and going in the direction of the stream, then you'll see that, and you'll see that, and you'll see that, and you'll see that, and you'll see that. Then you'll know. It will be undeniable for you. You'll know it so clearly.